This is Dr. Benny Tate, and I would like to thank you for tuning in to this week's message at Rock Springs Church. Wherever you are, I hope this message encourages you and helps you grow in your walk with God. Here's this week's message from Rock Springs Church. Look what the Bible says in Romans 8 and 28. Every Christian should memorize this verse. If you don't have it down, I pray by the time today's over, you'll pretty much have it down. Look what it says. And we know that all things work together for good. To them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. Let us pray. God, as we bow our heads and our hearts in Your presence, I pray today that You will speak to us and through us. God, I pray today that You will meet the needs of Your precious people. And for all You do, we're going to give You glory, honor, and praise. For I pray this prayer in Jesus' name, amen. God's greatest promise, you may be seated. There's a gentleman named Herbert Lockyer. Herbert Lockyer wrote a book. It's entitled, All the Promises of the Bible. All the Promises of the Bible. And he said that there are 8,000 promises in the Bible. 8,000 promises. Now, this is what I know. Hebrews 10 and 23 says, let us hold fast the profession of our faith. For He is faithful that hath promised. God is faithful. Amen. 2 Peter 3 and 9 says, the Lord is not slack concerning His promises. If God said an elephant's going to lay an egg, you can get your skillet. It's going to happen because God said it's going to happen. There was a preacher from days gone by. His name was Billy Sunday. And Billy was preaching on the promises of God. And somebody said to Billy Sunday, you can't prove one of those promises. And Billy did something unique. He grabbed that guy, got him in a headlock, and started twisting his nose. Blood started shooting every way. And the man said, why did you do that? He said, well, the Bible says in Proverbs 30 and 33, the wringing of the nose bringeth forth blood. I believe this. I believe we can depend upon every promise of God. But I believe, ladies and gentlemen, the greatest promise of God for the child of God is Romans 8 and 28. And I want you to know something. In my personal life, I've crawled up on this promise many times. I've crawled up on this promise and said, God, I don't understand. But You said, all things work together for good to them that love God. God, I don't understand. But You said, all things work together for good. Now think about this, folks. In the last 2 years, we're hearing words that we perhaps hadn't heard before. Words like COVID and Delta and mask and vaccinations and social distancing. We're hearing words that we've never heard before. And I'm grateful that Romans 8 and 28 says, all things work together for good to them that love God. Now let me make two observations. Observation number one, I want you to see what's not promised. I want you to see what's not promised. It doesn't say that we can live anyway and God will fix our messes. It doesn't say that. See, get that verse back. Look what it says. And we know all things work together for good. Wait. A lot of people want to put a period right there. They want to put a period right there. But look what it says. All things work together for good to them that love God. To them that love God. See, John 14 and 15 says this. If you love me, you'll keep my commandments. If you love me, you'll keep my commandments. It's an oxymoron to say we love God with all of our heart and want to live any which way. That's an oxymoron. It doesn't say that we can live any way and God will just fix our messes. I'll tell you something else. It doesn't say that all things are good. By the way, everything's not good. COVID-19's not good. Cancer's not good. Murder's not good. Molestation is not good. There are things that are not good. And God never said everything was good. But God said, I'll work all things for good to them that love God. No, that verse doesn't say those things. But I want to give you some explanation of the verse. What does the verse promise? I think there are four promises in the verse. I think, first of all, this promise is a confidential promise. Get this. And we know all things work together for good to them that love God. We got to camp on the we just a minute. See, there are only two groups of people in the world. You say, well, there's Gentiles and Jews. No, no, no. There's Democrats and Republicans. No, no, no. Only two groups. Those that love God and those that don't. Only two groups. Those that love God and those who don't. And get this. If you don't know God, you don't have much of a worldview. If you don't know God, you don't have much of a worldview. But if you do know God, you do have a worldview. Because your worldview is God's working all things for good. God is working all things for good. How do we need to live our lives? We need to live our lives that God, you're working all things for our good. Sometimes when I preach a funeral, I'll say, can I see the person's Bible? I'll give it back. I'll give it back. But I get the Bible. Because the Bible will tell me a lot about the person. See, if the Bible, I get it and it's tattered and it's kind of falling apart, I know it belonged to somebody whose life wasn't. Yeah, if they've got a Bible that's falling apart, their life is not falling apart. And I'll get that Bible. I heard about a grandmother that died and they got her Bible. And they noticed throughout that Bible, TP, TP. And finally, they couldn't figure it out. And they went to her oldest friend and said, what does TP stand for? She said, oh, I'll tell you. She put it beside every promise that she had fleshed out because it means tried and proven. Tried and proven. Let me tell you something. I'll promise you this is a tried and proven promise. It's a confidential promise. But I'll tell you something else. It's a comprehensive promise. Now I really want to help you. It's a comprehensive promise. Look what the Bible says. And we know most things. No. Many things. Some things. No, all things work together for good. All things. Listen, all means all, and that's all means. All things. Now, when I read this verse years ago, I thought, who wrote that? A man named Paul. I thought, now, he said all things work together for good. This was the guy that was shipwrecked at Malta. This is the guy that was stoned at Lystra and left for dead. This was the guy who was in prison at Caesarea, Rome, and Jerusalem. This is the guy that three times was beaten with rods. This is the guy that five times was beaten with a whip, 39 stripes. And yet, he said, God works all things. God works all things. The good, the bad, the abuse, the accusation, the affairs, the addiction, the abandonment, the altercation. God works all things for our good. It's a comprehensive promise. You know, folks, I don't like to eat flour by itself. Baking powder by itself. Raw eggs by themselves. But you put them all together, mix them up, put them in the oven, and you can get a good cake. God mixes it all up. God mixes it all up. I love salt. I love salt. I salt stuff before I know it needs salt. But do you realize salt's made of two poisons? Two poisons, yes! Sodium and chlorine. But you put it together. Goodness gracious. And French fries just are not the same without it. Amen? It's comprehensive, ladies and gentlemen. God works all things for the good of those that love God. Years ago, I got my first, always drove these little cars called Hondas. And I got my first nice car. I got a white Buick LeSabre. Buick LeSabre. I was so excited to make my first trip to Edgefield, South Carolina. I got in that Buick LeSabre and Barbara went with me and I went to Edgefield, South Carolina and I preached the first night like a holy roller at a camp meeting. I shared everything I knew and a lot of things I didn't know. But I preached on how God works all things for our good. I felt so good. And then Tuesday night before service, I went to a little restaurant and it started to rain. And that rain intensified. And it started to hail. And it was a tornado. And hail started falling from the sky as big as grapefruits. And it started demolishing my Buick LeSabre. I mean, listen, that thing looked like it'd been in Afghanistan. I mean, literally. I mean, it was demolished. And I finally, when it quit, I went outside and I just wanted to weep. I looked at the only nice car I'd ever had, a Buick LeSabre. I just wanted to weep. and a lady standing right over here. She was at the service last night. And she walked up and she put her arm around my back. And she said, "Preacher, all things." I just wanted to slap her in Jesus' name. Here's what I will say to you. It's comprehensive. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the good, it's the bad. I'll tell you something else. This is a comforting promise. It's comforting. Look what it says. "And we know all things work together for good." You say, "Pastor, it's not good for me right now." Okay, but it will be. But it will be. You just stay in the mix. You just stay in the mix. Because if it's not good, it will be. Because God works all things for your good. In 1957, there was these two Detroit scientists. They wanted to create a degreaser, cleaning substance, dirt removing, and they would mix it up and it just wasn't right. And they'd mix it up and it just wasn't right. And they'd mix it up and it just wasn't right. And sometimes that's the way it is with us. But they just kept mixing it up. And guess what? The 409th time, it was right. And they created 409. Here's all I'm saying. You just got to keep mixing it up. You got to keep mixing it up. You just got to stay with it. And believe, ladies and gentlemen, that God's working all things for our good. You know, I'm a sports fan. The longest standing ovation in the history of athletics was 22 minutes. Can you imagine a 22-minute standing ovation? 22 minutes. Who received that, Pastor? He was a baseball player. He didn't receive it because he hit so many home runs. He didn't receive it because he had the highest batting average. He didn't receive it because he led the league in anything. His name was Cal Ripken Jr. He received it because for 2,632 games, he never missed a game. He got in the Hall of Fame just because he showed up. Just because he showed up. Folks, let me tell you something. You know how we got to live life? Just show up. You live life by looking forward. You understand it by looking backwards. You just live life every day. You just show up. And you know that God's working all things for your good. I remember early on in mine and Barbara's marriage, Barbara went through a serious depression. She lost 60 pounds. She went to bed. For some reason, she wanted to be with her family in Tennessee. And every time I would bring her back, we was living in the parsonage, she would say, I want to go back home, Benny. And I asked the doctor, I said, "What's going on?" He said, "Well, she associates that empty house with not having a baby. She associates that empty house with not having those pitter-patter feet." I said, "Okay." Now I remember we started the adoption process, and almost immediately she started getting better. Almost immediately. But ladies and gentlemen, God bear me record. We started that process, and we got the word that Barbara's mother had been diagnosed with cancer. Get this. The day she was diagnosed, she died. The day she was diagnosed, she died. They had been treating her for everything else. Maybe that's why they call it practicing medicine. They had been treating her for everything else, and she died. And I'll never forget what Barbara said to me. She said, Benny, had I not gone through the depression, I wouldn't have spent the last 6 months of my mother. Had it not been for the depression, I wouldn't have got to be with my mother the last 6 months of her life. She said, God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. We adopted Savannah Abigail. And I started looking at those papers. I started looking at the bios on her mother and father and grandparents. I said, you know, Barbara, not a one of them were associated with God, church, in any capacity. I said, listen, if we could have had children naturally, this little girl may have never heard about Jesus. You get this, folks. God works all things. God works all things. Even when we don't understand it, God works all things. Understand something. It's a confidential promise. It's a comprehensive promise. It's a comforting promise. But I want to give you one more. It's a concrete promise. It's a concrete promise. Get this. And we know the New Testament was written in Greek. That word know is the word oideimon. Oideimon. What does it mean, Pastor? It means the knowledge of a well-known fact. The knowledge of a well-known fact. What are you talking about? What goes up must come down. The sun is hot. There are 7 days in a week. Alabama always beats Georgia. It's the knowledge of a well-known fact. Now get this. Somebody said, Pastor, what's going to happen in Afghanistan? I don't know. But I'll tell you what I do know. All things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. When's COVID going to end? I don't know. But I know all things work together for good to them that love God. Pastor, am I going to get sick? Am I going to get, I don't know. I do know this. You're not going to get the flu. I don't know. But I do know that all things work together for good to them that love God. Now, you say, Pastor Benny, in light of all that, how should I live my life in light of everything that you've said and you've shared from God's word? There's two ways we're to live our lives. Number one, we need to trust God. You trust God. Your faith's not in faith. Your faith is in a person. It's in Jesus. Your faith's not in faith. Your faith is not in a church. Your faith is in a person. That person is Jesus Christ. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him. He'll direct your path. My heart may twist and turn. My heart may throb and ache, but it's in my soul. I'm glad I know our God makes no mistake. You trust God. Then there's a second thing that he said to do. Start by trusting. Somebody said, Pastor, I'll become a Christian when I get all the facts. I've got a news flash for you. You'll never become a Christian. Because there's a big part of it's faith. It's faith. You trust God. And then, folks, you thank God. Hey, man, like, since it's just us here today. If there's anybody other than us, would you raise your hand? It's just us. How many of you, just out of curiosity, want to do the will of God? It's good. It's good. Yeah, good. Person beside you that didn't raise their hand, they're brain dead. All right. You say, Pastor, I sure want to do the will of God. Well, look what it is. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God. For this is the will of God. So what's our responsibility? Trust God. And thank God. It's that simple. Look here, folks. I want to ask you this. Some of you. Let me tell you what. I had them to add this verse. Early this morning, I said, I'm going to allude to this verse. Let me tell you what's happening in our lives. This verse describes what's happening in many people's lives. He shall speak great words against the Most High. That's our enemy. That's the devil. Now look what it says. And he'll wear out the saints of the Most High. You know what the enemy's trying to do? He's trying to wear out the saints of the Most High. He's trying to wear out the saints of the Most High. So what do? We trust God and we thank God. And we know all things work together for good to them that love God. We're going to thank God and we're going to trust God. Now, if some of you that have been here in the church for a while, I preach this for the congregation, but I had one little girl in mind when I would say it too. I'd look out in the congregation, some of you that have been here a while, and I'd say, young girls, don't you ever depend on some hairy-legged boy. You get you an education. Just out of curiosity, how many would say, I remember you saying that? Sure. I remember him saying it. Well, let me tell you what. She took me up on it. Because she went to Gordon. Against my wishes, she went to Georgia. She went to Vanderbilt. She went to the University of Missouri. And now she's at the University of Florida. So she took me up on it. And all these years, she's never worried. She's never worried. Because every time she had a problem, Daddy, folks, we got a daddy. And he's working all things for our good. We just need to trust him and we just need to thank him.
Thank you for joining us for this week's message from Rock Springs Church. If you would like more information about Rock Springs, be sure to follow us on social media or connect with us at rocksprings.online.com. Join us right here next week for another message from Rock Springs Church.